Starting lineup today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort Defenders, again, a mark of 10 wins, 4 losses on the season, 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Brian Sumner will get a start, a 6'2" and sophomore from Akeene, Iowa. Also, Alex Terpstra, a 6'4" and sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1" and junior out of Boulder, Colorado. Tyler Waldersdorf, a 6'5" and senior out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And David Den Herter is a 6'9" and senior out of Sioux Center, Iowa. The Hastings College Broncos, they will go this way. Alex Thayer, 5'10" and senior out of Superior. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", a senior out of Lincoln. Brandon Krause, 6'2", and a senior out of Lincoln. Zach Lena, 6'5", and a senior out of Omaha. And John DeWard, 6'6", and a junior out of Utica, Nebraska. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Dort in their black uniforms with their gold trim will shoot to our basket to our right. Dort controls the opening tip. This is Sumner with the ball. Dort really likes to drive the ball to the basket, but they've got some good outside shooters to complement that offense here for this season. Here's Rendles. He's a very good guard for the Dort defenders. Sends it inside. Now back outside the ring to Terpstra. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball chased down here by Nathan Rendles. Hastings needs to grab these loose balls here to stay in this ball game today. Rendles goes for the hole, and immediately he's going to be fouled. Foul on the play by Brandon Krause. One other thing, Hastings played in Sioux Center last year, and it was the Dort defenders going to the free throw line a ton in that ball game against Hastings College. In fact, they won it at the free throw line a year ago. Hastings needs to keep the Dort defenders off of the line here today, but immediately Rendles to the free throw line just 30 seconds in the ball game, and he hits his first free throw of the day. Dort hitting 69% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Rendles, he's averaging 15 points per ball game for the defenders, and he knocks down his second free throw. And Dort has got the lead over Hastings right off the bat, 30 seconds in the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Hastings College comes back with the ball. Alex Thayer hustles into the forecourt for the first time here today. Krause inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Tobin Reinwald, dribbles to the elbow, dumps the ball down low with the ball. Nice move down there by Lena, but he blows the shot. And the rebound comes down to Den Herter. Den Herter grabs the rebound for the Dort defenders. The Waldersdorf has got it now as he drives the ball against Lena, throws up a shot. It's up there and in. Tyler Waldersdorf, he's averaging 14.5 points per ball game, and the Dort defenders are out on top of that score of 4-0. Here's Krause taking the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Both teams want to get to the rim here today, so we'll see how this thing pans out. Brian Sumner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. It occurred on the way in, so the Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game on a score of 4-0. Tobin Reinwald, he takes the ball in the paint, spins, puts up a shot from 10 and scores. Reinwald averaging 16.6 points per ball game for the Broncos so far this year. 4-2 is the score. Hastings down by a couple of points. Here's Brian Sumner with the ball. Sumner down to Terpstra. On the wing on the left side to Nathan Rendles. Rendles backs away, throws up a three-pointer. His shot rims off, no good. Rebound Hastings. John DeWard grabs the rebound for the Broncos. One bounce of the ball sent to the far sideline. Alex Thayer comes into the forecourt. Now there's a long-range jumper by Reinwald. Good for three. Tobin Reinwald knocks down a three-pointer, and the Broncos have the lead. Hastings out on top here in the ball game. Back the other way. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's up and in by Brian Sumner. His three-pointer is good. It's now a 7-5 ball game. Dort out on top here in the ball game. Hastings back with the ball. That's going to be Brandon Krause. Krause comes out to the top of the key. Lena thought about the three. Passed it up. Now sets a screen. Now Alex Thayer has got the ball. Moves it to the left side of the lane. To Lena at the free throw line. Fakes the shot. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. And Zach Lena will go to the free throw line. Personal foul here is going to be called on Tyler Waldersdorf. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Dort defenders. So Hastings will go to the free throw line. 17:55 to play here in the first half. Dort out on top of Hastings by the score of 7-5. Zach Lena to the free throw line, a 73% foul shooter in the season. The shot is up there and in. Lena now 51 out of 69 from the free throw line this year. Hastings is a team knocking down 71% of their shots. 7-6. Dort now with a 1-point lead. Just over 2 minutes into the ball game as Zach Lina toes the mark for his second shot. It's up there. The shot good. We're tied up at 7 points apiece. Men's college basketball action for you here today on 1230 KHAS. The Dort Defenders, a team that has qualified for the national tournament several years and have done quite well once they get down to the national tournament. Point Lookout, Missouri. There's Taylor Fenstra into the ball game now for Dort. The Sumner over here on the right side of the lane takes the ball down to the baseline. Over in the wing, that's going to be Alex Terpstra. Sends it back out to Rindles as he drives it. Leaves it out here in three-point territory. A three-pointer put up there and in. Taylor Feenstra throwing up a three-pointer there for the Dort defenders, and Dort goes out on top by a score of 10-7. Hastings back with the ball. Alex Thayer has got it. Out of Brandon Crowns, free throw line extended right side. Crowns back out to Thayer. Now they get it over here to Zach Lina. Jump pass goes to the far sideline again to Brandon Crowns. Still 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Thayer, top of the circle. To Lina, lobs the ball inside to DeWard, grabs the ball, shoots and scores. John DeWard scores there for Hastings. Nice pass by Lina. That's a 10-9 ball game now. Hastings is down by a point. Here's a Nathan Rindles with the ball. Rindles sends it down to Sumner in the corner. Picked up there by Ryan Wald. They work it back around. There's a long three-pointer put up there and in. Another three-pointer by Taylor Feenstra. He's got two threes, and he's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 13-9. Dort out on top by 4 points. Hastings with the ball. Alex Thayer bounce pass to Kraus, right side of the lane, down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Now to Lina. Back out to Alex Thayer at the top of the key. There's Brandon Kraus. Down to Thayer. Left side. Ryan Wald right in front of the Dort bench. Spins on the baseline. Sends the ball inside. Kraus grabs the ball. Shoots and scores. Nice pass there by Ryan Wald. He gets the assist. Brandon Kraus gets the field goal. 13-11. Dort out on top by two. Rindles, he drives the ball. It's going to be poked away by Ryan Wald. He dribbles behind his back, and then the foul is going to be called. Ryan Wald steals the ball away from Rindles, who is driving to the basket. Tobin then dribbles behind his back, runs into a defender, and the foul is going to be called here on Dort. It's going to go on Terpstra, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the defenders. DeWard comes out of the ball game now. And checking into the contest for Hastings College is going to be Zach Clemens. Hastings playing without Drew Callahan today. Evidently sprained his ankle. He's got a high ankle sprain. Suffered that in practice this week and will not play. That's a big blow for the Broncos. Callahan, 5 points and about five rebounds per game. There's Kraus driving the ball in the hole. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Here come the defenders back the other way and a traveling violation. Not blocked. Picking up the traveling violation there. The first turnover on Dort. So Patrick Nabla into the ball game now. He's from Minnesota. He's 6'2" and a sophomore for the defenders. 13-11. Hastings can grab the lead here with a three-point field goal, but it's not going to happen here. We got a personal foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Dort. Andrew O'Donnell is going to pick up the foul. He just checked in there as well. That's going to be his first foul. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Damian Austin. He has not played basketball this year. He's a 5'9" freshman out of Kearney. He's a soccer player for the men's soccer team, and now he's a two-sport star here at Hastings College, and he's going to see some playing time here early today. Damian Austin in the ball game, a freshman out of Kearney. Also got a football player, Noah House, that's going to join the team here today. There's a shot from just inside the ring. It's up and in by Zach Lina, and Hastings has come back to tie the score, 13 points apiece. We played about 5 minutes here in the ball game. We're tied up at 13 points apiece here in this contest. Dort throwing the ball around the perimeter here. That's a Feenstra with the ball down in the corner. He's being double-teamed here. Good defense here by Clemens. A pass in the lane is going to be tipped. It's going to be grabbed, though, by Dort. Andrew O'Donnell lays it in. Hastings had defenders there, but O'Donnell grabs the ball and scores. Back the other way. Hastings loses control of the ball. We got a, let's see, a foul is going to be called down here as Carson Bloom was driving the ball in the hole. Hastings will play things in down here underneath their own basket to the right side. That's going to be Brandon Kraus. So an up-tempo ball game here in the first half of play. We're down to 14:56 to go. It's a 15-13 ball game. Dort will play things in. John DeWard gets it out to Damian Austin. Lobs it inside. Kraus puts it up there right-handed. His shot no good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Dan Herter. He gets it to Nablas. He comes into the forecourt now for the Dort defenders, the Feenstra. Feenstra now to O'Donnell. 25 feet away from the basket. Drives the ball against Bloom. Takes it to the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass down low to Rindles. He spins toward the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Damian Austin. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos. So Damian Austin into the ball game now, the soccer player. Noah House, the Bronco tight end, is also suited up, and he's expected to see some playing time today for head coach Bill Gabers. Hastings adding to the roster here as we get to the Christmas break. Dort will play things in. 15-13 is the score. Dort has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Reynolds. He works. He throws up a shot in traffic. It's no good. Rebound comes out of Clemens. Outlet pass here comes to Austin. Hastings got a 3-on-1. They go to John DeWater. Shot's blocked. It is blocked to the corner. It goes out of bounds. Great job there by David Dan Herter for the Dort defenders. He gets a block shot there. Hastings had a 3-on-1 break back to the other way, and they couldn't convert. Here comes Brian Sumner back into the ballgame now. Now Blah will go to the bench now for the defenders. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side and their own basket. Here comes Tyler Walderstorff back into the ballgame for Dort. Feenstra will come to the bench. 15-13, the defenders have the lead. Hastings will play things in. Clemens out here in three-point territory. He drives it, spins left side of the lane. Now to John DeWard. Over there to Carson Bloom. Man-to-man defense here for the Dort defenders. Carson drives the ball down the right side of the lane. He puts it up off of the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Dan Herter. Dan Herter, outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here comes Walderstorff. Walderstorff gets it away now to O'Donnell. He takes the ball in the paint. The scramble is on as the ball is knocked loose. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow pointed in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the Dort turnover. Dort has hit 5 out of their first 8 shots in the ball game today. 62%. Hastings has hit 5 out of their first 9 for 55%. Dort's got 3 three-pointers. Hastings with a single three-pointer. And right now the score is 15-13. Dort's got the lead. That's going to be the second turnover on the defenders here in the ball game. Hastings has not yet committed a turnover. Damian Austin goes to Carson Bloom. Down to Zach Clemens. Takes the ball down to the baseline, works the ball into the paint, throws it up there left-handed. His shot just rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell hustles back the other way for Dort. Out to Walderstorff. Fakes the three, drives inside, and the foul is going to be called. Dort does a nice job attacking the basket, but you also got to be aware of what they can do from the three-point range because they can knock him down from the outside too. Personal foul there goes on John DeWard. That's going to be his first. They're going to the free throw line will be Walderstorff. There's a lot to worry about when you see this team. I'll guarantee you, Tyler Walderstorff, a 69% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. Walderstorff, he scored 9 the other night as Dort beat Dakota Wesleyan 84-83 in Sioux Center. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that was undefeated until that point. Walderstorff will have one more. It's a 3-point lead for the defenders. Now it's 16-13. Next shot is up there. It's good. Walderstorff nails a couple of free throws. It's now 17-13. Walderstorff with 4 points in the ball game now. Here's Connor Musil into the ball game. Loses control of the ball. A turnover on Hastings. Sumner picks it down now for Dort. Coming back the other way. Walderstorff trying to drive it. Can't do it. Throws it back out here into 3 points here. Territory to Terpstra. Terpstra now down in the corner. Has got the ball. That is Sumner. Picked up by Musil. Trying to drive it. Back down in the corner. Terpstra for three. Shot good. Hastings had a defender out there, but Alex Terpstra nails a three-pointer. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. 7 minutes into the ballgame, we've got a timeout. 13 minutes to play here in the first half. It's now Dort 20, Hastings 13.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
12:30. KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Dort out of the gates hitting 66% from the field. They're 6 out of 9. Hastings 5 out of 11 for 45%. The defenders have rattled off the last 7 points in a row after Hastings tied the score at 13 points apiece. It's now 20-13. Dort's got the lead. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. This is Zach Clemens as he'll play things in to Carson Bloom, and he'll bring things up for Hastings. There's a Connor Musial with the ball to Reinwald, top of the key, back into the ball game. Lobs it down low to Lena. Ball knocked out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. 25 seconds left in the shot clock. They lob it into a Reinwald in the corner. Reinwald spins on the baseline, now works his way to the basket, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Reinwald will be fouled into play here by Alex Terpstra. That's going to be Alex's second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. Nathan Reynolds comes back into the ball game now. Terpstra will come to the bench for the defenders. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get the fresh shot clock here as they will get things in. That's going to be Reinwald deep in the corner on the right side. Reinwald sends it right side of the lane. That's going to be Lena. Lena backs up, now throws it out here to Bloom. Open for three, takes a shot and nails it. Carson Bloom nails a three-pointer from Hastings from the left side of the lane there. And the Broncos back to within 4, 20-16. Dort's got the lead. Here comes Rindles back with the ball for the defenders. Gets it out to Sumner, top of the key. They work it left side to O'Donnell. Down the wing over there is going to be a Walderstorff. Top of the key to Sumner. Down in the corner, right side to O'Donnell. A shot for three is good. These guys are not missing. Andrew O'Donnell knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 23-16 now. Dort has got their biggest lead of the ball game. There's Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald down to Zach Lena. Bounce pass. It'll be knocked away out of bounds. It's off of Dort. Hastings will get it here. They say it was last touched here by Rendles of the Dort defenders. Connor Musial checks out. Here comes Brandon Krause back in the ball game. 12 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 23-16. Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald drives it to the paint. He puts it up there one-handed. His shot is up there no good. And the rebound comes out of Knoblaugh. Patrick Knoblaugh, who's back in the ball game, brings it back into the offensive zone here for the defenders. Sends it over here on the wing on the right side to Rindles. Rindles, bounce pass inside to Sampson. Sampson puts up a shot left-handed. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lena. Lena down to Reinwald. He runs her back the other way. Here on the near sideline. Gets it out here to Bloom. Now to Zach Lena. Nice pass to Krause going for the hole. It's shot. No good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Dort. 23-16. The defenders have the lead. Nathan Rindles with the ball. And he's going to be run into here by Krause. And Brandon picks up the personal foul. Brandon scored 30 points in the last two games for Hastings. He missed the easy one right there. It's a nice pass, went to the hole, and Krause missed the easy field goal. 23-16, the Broncos down by 7. Musial comes into the ball game again, and Krause will come to the bench. Here comes John DeWard checking back into the ball game for Hastings, and Zach Clemens will come to the bench. So Dort will play things in. Well, they've really had our number the past few years. They won 19 out of the 23 games between the two teams. They lobbed the ball to a Feenstra, who's back into the ball game. He fakes the handoff and then drives it to the basket and scores. Taylor Feenstra scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Dort is out to a 9-point lead, 25-16, and now the Broncos turn the ball away. Our duty down, the other official comes in here and one pointed the defender's way. Now Hastings is going to play things in. All right, so Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side as Reinwald will get it into DeWard, not a Bloom. Here's Reinwald at the free throw line, working down the lane, puts it up there right-handed right in front of the basket. The shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped out, is picked up by Sumner. Hastings missing a lot of easy shots here in the first half of play. Now Blau with the ball to Feenstra. Moves it over there on the wing to a Sumner, top of the key to Rindles. Out of Feenstra again, deep in a corner. On the right side, this now Blau out to Sumner for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Lena for Hastings, now to Reinwald. 25-16 during the halfway point of the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Zach Lena with the ball. There's a pass down low. It's going to be deflected away from Bloom. Carson picks her back up, now to Reinwald. Still Lena, top of the circle, drives it down the lane. Contact made, throws up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. And Lena will go to the free throw line for two. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Taylor Feenstra of Dort. That's going to be his first. So Zach Lena to the free throw line. He's got 4 points already today. He's got a field goal. He's also had 2 out of 2 of free throws. 73% foul shooter in the season. As Zach Lena will toe the mark here for Hastings. His first one is up there and in. Yeah, the ball game now for Hastings. Alex there. There comes in. Carson Bloom checks out. 25-17. Hastings is down here in the first half of play after the women picked up a win easily in the opener today. Second one is up there and in. Hastings College women won in the first ball game 76-48 over Dortz. 25-18 now. Hastings College men trailing here in the nightcap. There's a Feenstra with the ball. Comes over here to Rendles. Rendles out to Sumner off of a screen. High post. Now to Feenstra at the free throw line. Throws it over in the left sideline now. Now Blau with the ball as he's picked up over there by Reinwald of Hastings. Still 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Now Blau, bounce pass goes inside, can be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Dan Herter, and the ball is intercepted there by John DeWard. Third turnover on Dort. Here's DeWard at the offensive end. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound to Feenstra. Feenstra now to Rendles. He takes off. He drives it against DeWard. His shot is up there and in. Nathan Rendles, like he was shot out of a cannon, brings the ball back the other way. That's his first field goal in the ball game. Rendles now with 4 points. And Dort has opened up a 9-point lead again. 27-18. Hastings College down here with 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half. Connor Musel with the ball. Connor comes over here, left side of the lane. Zach Lina, he dribbles it into the paint, throws up a little short jumper. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dan Herter. Dan Herter down the far sideline now to Nabla. Nabla, the Feenstra, drives it down the lane. Contact made, foul called. The Broncos can ill afford to miss the easy opportunities when they get within 5 feet of the basket. Obviously, not against a team like this. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his first. 27-18, Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Dort will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Andrew O'Donnell has got the ball. O'Donnell will play things in. That's going to be Wolverstorff who's got it now. There's a pass in the way. It's going to be deflected. It's loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. And they get the ball to Hastings. A turnover on the Dort defenders. That's the fourth one for Dort. Hastings so far in the ball game. They've got one turnover. Approaching the 9-minute mark here in the first half, 27-18. Dort's got the lead. There's Zach Lina in a high post out here. Inside the free throw circle as he hands it away to Connor Musel. Over there on the far sideline, the Alex Thayer. Brandon Krause at the top of the key. Retreats out here. Gives the ball away to Thayer again. Free throw line extended right side. Alex Thayer gives the ball to Connor Musel. 10 seconds. He seems playing catch with it out here in 3-point territory. Brandon Krause gets away. He dribbles inside. Jump pass out here to Thayer. Open for three. Takes his shot. Rims off no good. John DeWard with a rebound. Out to Musel on the wing on the right side. He seems back with the ball on the fresh shot clock here. 27-18. Broncos trailing in the ball game. Alex Thayer goes to Lena at the top of the circle. Zach swears around to the basket, looking, gets it to Brandon Krause. Krause dribbles it to the wing on the right side, gives the ball away. Now it's going to be mishandled there by John DeWard and a turnover on Hastings. Here come the Dort defenders back the other way. With the basketball, there is going to be Walderstorff. He drives it to the basket. His shot's up there, no good. He misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lina with the rebound, gets it away to Alex there, hustles back the other way. Delina inside the free throw circle. Zach thought about it. Now here's the pass down low. DeWard grabs the ball, puts it up there right-handed and scores. John DeWard, a little hook shot for the baseline. He scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 27-20. Hastings back to within 7 points. Andrew O'Donnell with the ball now for Dort on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now we've got a foul called. The ball was knocked loose. Alex Thayer picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So the foul there goes on Alex Thayer. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Bloom. And also coming in for the Broncos is going to be Callisto Nyanbura into the ball game now. So Callisto, seeing his first playing time, he's a freshman out of Omaha Bryan. He's going to see some playing time here. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Alex Thayer. There's a pass deflected away from Callisto. And a rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. The second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Sumner with the ball on the wing on the far side to Walderstorff. He drives into the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So, Callisto Nyanbura, a 6'6" sophomore from Omaha Bryan, seeing his first playing time as a Hastings College Bronco here on the varsity level. Hastings is trailing in this ball game now by a score of 27-20. Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's Carson Bloom, the Nyanbura, over on the far sideline to Alex Thayer. He gives it away to Zach Linder here at the top of the circle, who hands the ball away to Alex Thayer again. The Bloom on the wing on the right side to Alex Thayer. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Lena. His shot is up there from just inside the ring. It's good. So Zach Lena hits a long-range jumper there. He's now got 8 points here in the first half, and the Broncos are back to within five. It's 27-22. The Dort defenders with the ball back in their offensive end. Now Blanc down it over there to Nathan Rindles. He's their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game. They're working inside to Dan Herter. He's coming up in there. The ball is knocked away. It is loose. He gets it back. Nice pass to Rindles, who got loose on the baseline, and he misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Niambra for the Broncos. He gets it in the hands now of Thayer. Back the other way. Long range jumper by Musil. A three-pointer. That's good. Hastings is back within 2 points now. 27-25. They come back into the forecourt. Here's Dort attacking offensively now. Now Blah has got it as he sends it inside to Dan Herter. And he's going to be fouled into play by Diane Burra. So Callisto picks up his first personal foul here in the first half. Diane Burra picking up the foul there. 27-25 is the score. Hastings is down by 2 points. Going to the free throw line is going to be David Dan Herter. He is a big old boy there, David Dan Herter. He's 6'9" and a senior out of Sioux Center, Iowa. Looks like he'll be playing tight end for the defenders. Dan Herter averaging 8 points and 3.2 rebounds per game this year. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Damian Austin back the other way for the Broncos, the Hastings College soccer player back into the ball game. Driving it down the right side of the lane. His shot up there by Bloom, no good. Rebound, Niabra. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Lena, and he's going to be hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to go here on the Dort defender. So Hastings doing a good job getting back into the basketball game here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Feenstra. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the defenders. And Hastings wants some free throws. This is Zach Lena. He's the only guy to get to the free throw line today. He's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And the shot is up there. This one is going to be good. Lena's already had 9 points in the ball game. He'll have another shot here. Here comes Walderstorff back into the ball game now. Feenstra will check out for Dort. 27-26. Hastings can put this baby back in a knot here with a successful free throw from Zach Lena. He looks up there, and the shot is going to be off of the right side. It falls off, no good. Rebound, Dan Herter. So Hastings is down in the ballgame now, 27-26. Hastings has scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. Here comes Dort defenders back in the offensive zone. Walderstorff has got the ball on the dribble against Zach Lena. Walderstorff gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle, can't put up a shot, down to Rindles on the baseline, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, it is loose. It goes to the far side, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dort ball. Diane Burra was going after it there. Callisto, Diane Burra for Hastings College, and he couldn't come down with it. So it's going to be Dort playing things in off of the far sideline. 5:25 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings is trailing Dort by a score of 27-26. Dort will play it in. Now Blah has got the ball as he comes way out here to Nathan Rindles around his screen from Walderstorff. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Underneath the basket is passed to Dan Herter. His shot is up there, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Dan Herter right in front of the basket and send Dort back to the free throw line. It's going to go on Callisto Niabra. That's going to be his second personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be David Dan Herter. Dort last year, they threw up like 50 free throws against us in one of the two ball games. They just got to the free throw line a bunch. A major area of concern today for head coach Bill Gabers. Next shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good by David Dan Herter. So Dort so far today, that's only their sixth free throw. And Herter will have one more. 27-26, Hastings trailing by a point. Next shot is up there. He misses that one as well. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Damian Austin back with the ball for the Broncos. Gets away. Takes it down to the baseline, but can't put up a shot. Out to Tobin Reinwald. Out to Lena. Just to the left of the circle. Lena flips it away here to Austin. He drives the ball. He loses control of it on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. So the Broncos turn it away for the third time here today. Dort's got 6 turnovers. Hastings is trailing in the ball game to Dort, 27-26. Dort opened up a 27-18 lead with 9.5 minutes to play, but Hastings has battled back. They're trailing by one now, 27-26, as we kind of settle into the ball game. Here's Sumner for 3. Shot is up there. That one won't go. The ball tapped out. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And Reynolds ends up about six rows deep in the bleachers here. Just to my right as he goes after that loose ball. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will play things in. Here's Damian Austin with the ball. Austin will go to the far side, and Reynolds going to be hit with a personal foul. Nathan Reynolds was riding Damian Austin to the far sideline of the dribble and picks up the personal foul. First one on Reynolds. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. So now Damian Austin goes to the free throw line. A 5'9" freshman out of Kearney. Spent the fall playing soccer for the Hastings College soccer team, and now the two-sports star will play basketball for the rest of the season. Austin will nail a free throw here. He scores his first point as a Bronco here. With 4:38 to play in the first half, we're tied up now at 27 points apiece. Damian Austin will have another free throw here. The Broncos have completed the comeback here in the first half. Did a good job. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good by Austin. The rebound comes down to Dortz. So we're tied up at 27 points apiece with 4:34 to play. Here in the first half, here comes Dort back the other way. That's as Sampson down to the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound, Walderstorff. His shot, no good. Bound for the rebound and a whistle. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Lena picking up his second personal foul. Again, just joining us. Hastings playing without the services of Drew Callahan today. Callahan, a big 6'7" freshman out of North Platte that we could certainly use in the lineup today. But Callahan is out with a high ankle sprain that he suffered in practice this week. He will not play today. In fact, he's not even suited up. Tyler Walderstorff to the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far today. Shot is up there, hits the front iron, and it rolls off of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Austin, long pass down to Florida. Naya Burns, shot's going to be no good. Hastings missing another easy shot here. Nathan Reynolds comes back the other way for Dort. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. There's no good, and he's fouling the play. Nyan Burra picking up the personal foul for Hastings. He's going to custom here to the college ranks. Nyan Burra picks up his third personal foul. And going to the free throw line will be Nathan Reynolds now for Dort. The shot is up there and in. Reynolds now with 5 points in the ballgame. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Callisto Nyan Burra now comes out of the ballgame. John DeWard comes back in there. Welcome to GPAC basketball as Callisto will contemplate his couple of minutes of playing time there. Next shot is up there. It is good by Nathan Reynolds. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. The Dort defenders call a timeout with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Dort 29, Hastings 27.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Coming up after our ball game today, we'll have the Nebraska men's basketball game as they will take on Nebraska taking on Cincinnati tonight. Game time will be at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Later on tonight, a late start for Nebraska volleyball in the championship ball game of the regionals out west in Seattle. Huskers will take on BYU tonight. First serve will be at 10:30. We'll have that one for you later on tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Dort here this afternoon. 29-27 is the score. Hastings down by 2 points. Now Reinwald's back into the ballgame for Hastings. Hits it to Zach Clemens. Dribbles the ball into the paint. They got away with a traveling violation as he loses control of the ball. Sumner comes back the other way. Now as Hastings turns the ball over for the fourth time in this ballgame. Here's Reynolds off of the baseline, spins in the lane, jump pass, goes down the left corner, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Terpstra. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brandon Krause back the other way. Here's Tobin Reinwald. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Dort, running back the other way, driving for the hole, and a foul is going to be called on to Reinwald. Getting back there was Reynolds for Dort, and Reynolds will go to the free throw line now after the foul called here on Tobin Reinwald. First foul on Tobin, team foul number 10 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line for two is going to be Rindles. He's already got 6 points in the ball game today. A couple of, actually, he's got four free throws and a field goal. As he adds one right here. Dort is a team hitting 69% of their free throw tosses this year. Dort back out on top by three. It is 30-27. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Barely rattles the net there. Right down through the hole. It is 31-27. So after Hastings comes back to tie it up, Dort has scored the last 4 points in the ball game, thanks to a couple of turnovers on the Broncos. There's a long-range jumper from Clemens from three. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Dort. Brian Sumner with the ball for the Dort defenders. Terpstra now to Rindles as he drives the baseline. Shot off the window, no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Follow shot by Rindles is going to be no good. Rebound Clemens. He has it knocked loose out of bounds. Dort a very good rebounding team there. Out-rebounding their opposition 38-29 in the season. They're out-rebounding the Broncos here in this ball game here today. 17-16 at this point. 31-27. Hastings is down by 4 points. Broncos have the ball. And now we've got a foul called away from all the action. Looks like Dort was going to a zone in that possession. And a foul is going to be called on Alex Terpstra of Dort. That's going to be his third personal foul. David Dan Herter comes back into the ball game. Patrick Knoblau also checks in for the defenders. Going to the free throw line is going to be Reinwald. Tobin's got a 3-2 so far in the ball game today. He's got 5 points. Reinwald is 75% foul shooter in the season. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Walderstorff. Here comes Dort back the other way. Walderstorff now to Rindles. Back outside the mark here to Knoblau. To Rindles. Bounce pass goes inside. Intercepted. Intercepted trying to get the ball inside to Dan Herter, and the ball was intercepted there by DeWard. Kraus at the other end, dumps it down to Lillard. Clemens grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Just to the line of the basket, Zach Clemens scores on the assist from Brandon Kraus. Hastings back to within two, 31-29. Dort has got the lead with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. Rindles with the ball, gets it out here to Brian Sumner across the top to Walderstorff for three. Foul for the right side, no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. Dan Herter is going to be hit with a personal foul here on the tip. That's going to be his first personal foul, so we walk to the other end of the floor now. And we'll have a 1-1 situation for Hastings. Actually, it's going to be a two-shot foul as they're now over the 10-foul limit themselves here in the first half. So John DeWard will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Good foul shooter, 76% for Hastings. 13 out of 17 from the free throw line this year. Dort 31, Hastings 29. Sean is up there, rims off, no good. The ball game now for Hastings. Looks like Musial is going to come back in there. Alex Thayer is going to come back in. 31-29. Hastings is down by 2 points in this one with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good by John DeWard. So it's now a 31-30 ball game. John DeWard knocks down a free throw there. Actually, two free throws, and it's 31-30. Hastings down by a point. Here's Sumner for three. Shot is up and just barely draws iron. Rebound is loose underneath the basket. Who's got it? Dan Herter does. He throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound again. Dort. Follow shot. No good. Follow shot again is finally in there. Three shots to the hole. And finally, Dort gets the field goal to go down. And now their man is down. That's Dan Herter as he went down hard after he grabs the rebound and scores. We've got an injury timeout here with a minute and 48 seconds to play. Is their big man, David Dan Herter, is down here for the Dort defenders. He's 6'9", a senior out of Sioux Falls, actually Sioux Center, Iowa. Hometown boy there. We've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 1:48 to play in the first half. It's Dort 33, Hastings 30.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win.
plus the personal service of Steve Verinol, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, David Dan Herter gets up under his own power, and he walks out for the court here for the Dort defenders. Hastings down trailing in the ball game by a score of 33-30. Nobody able to get out to much of a lead here in this one so far. Dort got out to a 9-point lead at 27-18, but the Broncos quickly closed her up and eventually tied things up at 27 points apiece. And now Dort has gone back out on top by a score of 33-30. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Tobin Reinwell with the ball now for the Broncos. Hastings is down by 3 points here in the first half. Alex Thayer goes to Clemens. His pass is going to be kicked. Kicking violation on Dort, so Hastings College will play things in. They're out for the near sideline with 22 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Reinwald will come over to trigger things in for the Broncos. Reinwald looking. Gets it into Alex Thayer behind a screen from Musel. Alex Thayer stops, comes back to Connor. Now he drives the ball down to the baseline. We got a foul called. Brian Sumner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Hastings will go to the free throw line now with Connor Musel. Musel, an 82% foul shooter in the season. He's 14 out of 17 from the free throw line. 33-30. Hastings is down by 3 points here in this first half at the Osborne Sports Complex. Connor Musel throwing up a shot. It's going to be off the back iron and straight through the hole. High in the air and went right down through the hole. First point of the ball game for Connor Musel. Connor's averaging 7.5 points per ball game for the Broncos so far this year. 6'1" freshman out of Lincoln. As Connor Musel will have one more here for the Broncos. Hastings back to within 2 points. Next one is up there. That one is straight through the hole. So it's 33-32. Dort with a 1-point lead. They've got the ball. Ethan Rindles comes back in their offensive zone. Pass to Walderstorff. Knocked away. Walderstorff picks her back up. Now to Rindles to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there just off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Clemens of Hastings. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Bloom. Hastings can grab the lead with a field goal. Bloom's layup is no good. Rebound comes down to Walderstorff. Now to Rindles coming back the other way. Drives it into the lane. His shot over Clemens. Good. Nathan Rindles scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 35-32. Under a minute to play here. In the first half, Clemens with the ball. Zach Clemens on the dribble, moves to the left side, a pass out on top, knocked away. Bloom picks it back up. Down to Clemens for three, shot good. Clemens from the deep left corner scores there for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos have come back to tie things up at 35 points apiece. 40 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Nathan Rindles now with the ball for Dort. We'll see if Dort takes most of the time off of the clock. Reynolds underneath the basket. His pass is going to be deflected by Clemens. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings on the turnover. Clemens got the block. Reynolds tried to grab it just before it went back out of bounds. He mishandles the ball, and Hastings will get it on the eighth turnover for Dort. So now the Broncos have a chance to grab the lead by halftime here. Shot clock is off. We're down to 27.3 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings and Dort tied up at 35 points apiece. Broncos will walk it across the 10-second line. Alex Thayer will set things up as he watches the time tick down. 15 seconds. We're down to 10 seconds. Thayer's starting to direct traffic out here. Thayer moves it over here to Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. He drives the ball, forces the way to the basket. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Now for the rebound. Clemens has it, and time runs out. Time runs out here in the first half of play. We are tied up at 35 points apiece at the break between Dort and Hastings College here this afternoon. So an entertaining up-tempo type of ball game here in the first half. It's Hastings 35 and Dort 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, the Hastings College men's basketball team is tied up with the Dort Defenders to score 35-35 at the halftime break as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Her team knocked off Dort in the opener today by a score of 76-48. Very business-like approach. You're the heavy favorites in this ball game, and you go out and take care of business today. Your feelings on the game?
Yeah, I thought we got out to a really great start. I thought our kids did a great job of pressure in the backcourt. That was something that we emphasized and wanted to make sure that we kind of tried to disrupt what they were trying to do in the half court by making them play a full court game. And we were able to turn them over a few times in the first half, and I thought that really helped us dictate a little bit more of what was going to happen for us offensively. I thought we executed a lot better today. I thought we set screens on bodies, and I thought we moved the ball pretty well. And obviously, when Jamie and other kids are shooting the ball better, it helps too.
Yeah, Jamie Van Kirk today, we've kind of hounded on her the past couple of ball games because she has been in probably her biggest slump in a while. 7 out of 14 from the field today and 2 out of 5 on three-pointers. Maybe we can put that story to rest a little bit. Jamie's finally back on her game.
Yeah, you know, and she's a great player, and she's a great shooter and a scorer. So, you know, with a kid like her, you know she's going to come out of it at some point. You're just never sure when. And she's been working hard, and we tried to put her in a couple of different situations today where maybe she got some looks in different places on the floor. So that I think helped a little bit too. And she's great at reading screens. So sometimes you just need to put her in a situation and let her make the decision about where she's going to take the shot.
I didn't see a whole lot of concern out of you when we talked about it during our pregame shows that she was going to break out of this slump sooner or later. She's too good of a player to stay in it all season long. Isn't she?
Too great of a player and too great of a kid and too great of a leader. So, you know, she's one of those kids that never gets too high-flying about anything and never gets too down, and it's pretty steady and you know, those kind of things are helpful when you're trying to pull yourself out of a slump.
Yeah, Hastings winning in the opener in the women's game today, 76-48. Everybody knew you were going to be the heavy favorites in this ball game. They had not won a conference game yet, and they still haven't as they lose today. How do you prepare a team knowing that they can't just go through the motions and get ready for a game such as this?
Well, our focus was more about us, and obviously, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've found and discovered some things we need to get better at. So over the last couple of weeks of practice, we've been focusing on us, and definitely today we wanted to make sure that we didn't play to another team's level, that we kind of worked on the things we wanted to make sure we worked on, and just detail stuff, setting screens on bodies, making sure that we're running hard in transition, making sure that we're talking on defense and not miscommunicating screen action. And I thought we did a good job of focusing on us today.
A lot of concern we talked about in the pregame show was their big girl and Michael Holtz, but for the most part, she was non-existent today. Had 13 rebounds, scored only 4 points, but she was not the big factor they were hoping for.
Well, the first half, I think she had 4 offensive rebounds, and we challenged our kids at the half to, you know, not just our post players, just our whole team at the half to keep her from getting offensive rebounds. Obviously, when she gets an offensive rebound, it's an easy putback, and we let her have a couple of those in the first half. She's hard to box out because she jumps and she's long and she's quick, and I thought our kids did a really nice job on her physicality-wise. Our post players, you know, put a body on her all the time and just made it tough for her to get easy opportunities.
What else? You got a lot of people in the ball game today. What else did you see out of you guys?
Well, I think, you know, we had good minutes from a lot of really, you know, key places. Holly Hild's been playing really well for us and Hallie Samuelson. And you know, I think what we're starting to see is that depth kind of working itself out. And kids are, you know, getting a little bit of confidence in knowing when they're going to go in and what they need to contribute. Every one of them is unique and brings something different. And I thought we did a good job today of kind of doing the things that each person does really well. You know, Chelsea Morton was really good on the boards, like always, and just quality minutes from a lot of kids.
Hastings out rebounding Dort today, 40-36. Dort had been a team that's been out rebounding their opposition, 47-41. So you did the job on the boards. Maybe one of the big telltales in this ballgame today.
Yeah, that was our challenge. Actually, we wanted to out rebound at the beginning of the game. That was one of the goals that we had written up on the board. Our goal was actually out rebounded by 5, and we only got 4. So we kind of missed it.
We'll bring the official score.
But, you know, we did a good job on the boards, got a lot of second chance opportunities. You know, would we hit 16 or so offensive rebounds? That's a lot for a team, you know, that's been out rebounding everybody. 16 offensive rebounds is a lot.
Hastings out rebounding Jordan on the offensive end, 16-8. So all in all, a pretty good performance. And now you get sent for kind of a different stretch here with a 3 non-conference games. Tell us about what's going to happen. You got Kansas Wesleyan on Monday, and then you take off for Colorado.
Yeah, Kansas Wesleyan on Monday. They're one of the better teams in the KCAC. We seem to have scheduled all the better teams in the KCAC. But Kansas Wesleyan is a really good offensive team. They're going to be able to score the ball. They run dribble drive. They run a lot of different looks defensively. They'll give us several different zone press looks and. Probably play some zone in the half court. So we've been preparing for that over the last couple weeks. And then we go to Colorado on Tuesday, and we'll play Thursday, Friday against New Mexico College and Johnson and Wales, both who I think are quality teams. And those will be good challenges for us to kind of close out the first half of the season, so to speak.
You like where this team is sitting right now? Obviously, you'd like to be near the top of the conference, but you like where we're at right now?
I like what I'm seeing in the sense that we're moving forward. I think we're getting better. You know, that 4-game skid was probably a little bit of a struggle for us confidence wise. You know, and I think feel like we're getting that back a little bit, and it exposed some things, and I think our kids have done a good job of responding to the challenges of let's fix those things, and we are doing that, and so. Right now, especially in this part of the season, your goal should be to just keep getting better every day. And I think that's where our focus is now. And, you know, I think part of the time early in the season, we were focused on just trying not to lose games. And that can make you tentative, and that can make you tight. I think maybe we've turned the corner on that a little bit.
Hey, congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
We'll see you down the stretch. Kerry Hostetter, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, 76-48 was the final score in the women's ball game. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way with 17 points. Michaela Berry had 11 today. Hastings hitting 43% of their field goal tries, 47% from three-point territory. Hastings goes on to win today in the women's ball game as Hastings moves above the 500 mark in the GPAC. Now they're 4-3. Hastings sitting at 7-5 overall. We're at halftime of the men's ball game. It's 35-35 between Hastings and Dort. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Halftime show today brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. We'll check the shooting numbers. First of all, in the first half, Hastings and Dort tied up at 35 points apiece. Dort hitting 11 out of 31 from the field for 35%. Hastings 11 out of 29 for 37%. Dort on three-pointers, 5 out of 12 today for 41%. Hastings in the first half, 4 out of 6 for 66%. Dort 8 out of 12 from the free throw line for 66%. Hastings 9 out of 13 for 69%. The rebounds, Hastings had 20 in the first half. Dort had 24. The Broncos had 5 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. Dort had 8 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Broncos had a total of 6 turnovers in the first half of play. Dort, they had 8 turnovers. Hastings had no block shots and 5 steals. Dort had no block shots and 5 steals. So the stats are pretty even, and the score is pretty even, too. At halftime, we're tied up at 35 points apiece. The scoring in the first 20 minutes of play, Nathan Reynolds is leading the way for Dort. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Reynolds has got a couple of field goals, and he has 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. The other scorer is Taylor Feenstra. He's got a couple of three-pointers, and he's got a two-point field goal. He's got 8 points here at the break. Andrew O'Donnell, he's got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Alex Terpstra nailed a three-pointer early. He's got 3 points at halftime. Brian Sumner is in a tray. He's got 3 points. And David Denherter, he's got a field goal for 2. He is 0 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings College is being led so far by Zach Lena. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Lena has got a couple of field goals, and he is 5 out of 6 for his 9 points. 5 points for Zach Clemens on a 3 and a 2. John DeWard's actually got 6 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring 5 in the first half was Connor Musel, as he's hit a 3-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carson Bloom is in a tray for his only points in the first half. He's got 3. Brandon Krause has got a field goal for 2. And Damian Austin has been in the ballgame for Hastings College, and he has got 1 out of 2 free throws and 1 point here at halftime. So we're tied up at 35 points apiece here at the break. Hastings College and Dort here today. Again, in women's college basketball around the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Hastings beating Dort in the first ball game here, the final score of 76-48. Concordia with a win over Mount Marty, 92-61. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 81-77. Northwestern over Midland, 78-70. It was Morningside beating Nebraska Wesleyan today, 77-55. And the game going on now, a non-conference game over in Iowa, as Briar Cliff is playing at Grandview of Iowa. Got the second half coming up. It's Hastings College and Dort tied up at 35 points apiece. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy SquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. The Dort defenders have got the ball as they go right to work, and they go to Reynolds, and his shot is up and in. Reynolds drives the baseline and takes it to the hole and scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and Dort has got the lead over Hastings now on a score of 37-35. Hastings back with the ball. They get it inside. That's Dort. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort ball. Billy Gabers all the way down to the end line here. He thought maybe John Dort was hammered in the play. No calls from the guys in the black and white suits. So it's going to be a 37-35 ball game. Dort has got the lead over Hastings here in the second half of play, just underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And now we've got a foul. A personal foul is going to go here. It's going to be on Dort on the defensive end. John picks up his second personal foul. Men's college basketball, we've got Dakota Wesleyan leading Doan 41-29 at halftime. Midland over Northwestern 52-45. A couple of men's scores in there at halftime. Just underway here in the second half. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Hastings. Tobin Reinwald was the last to touch it. He was battling Alex Terpstra. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball as they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 19:09 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Dort 37-35. A big conference game today. Both of these teams sitting at 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nathan Reynolds with the ball, moves it inside the free throw circle. Reynolds just pass out on top. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Thayer. Gets the ball ahead to Reinwald. He takes the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Reinwald gets the field goal, and he's fouling the play. They go to the free throw line and trying to give Hastings the lead. Personal foul whistled there on the Dort defenders. As Reinwald go to the free throw line, a personal foul is whistled on Walderstorff. That's going to be his second. So Tobin is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line today. This could give Hastings the lead. Reinwald puts it up there, and the shot good. Hastings has a 1-point lead. Broncos 38, Dort 37. 18:53 to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex today. Hastings College had a 1-point lead early in the ballgame at 18-27. That's been their biggest lead of the contest. We've got her back now in the second half. There's a pass inside. Can be intercepted. Back-to-back turnovers on Dort. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. That's Brandon Krause with it. Out to Alex Thayer. Now to Reinwald. Lobs the ball inside. Dort grabs it. A little hook shot off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. As they come down the lane, that's Terpstra. Draws a personal foul on Hastings. Going to go on Thayer. That's going to be his second. So the Broncos have a 1-point lead now, 38-37. Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. To the free throw line, Alex Terpstra for Dort. His shot is up there, rims off, no good. Hastings, for the most part, keeping Dort off of the free throw line today. That's only their 13th free throw of the day. Hastings themselves, they've got 13 free throws as well. That was a big center of concern for Bill Gabers after Dort went to the free throw line 40 times plus in one of the meetings last year. Terpstra's next free throw is up there and in. We're tied up again at 38 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Zach Lina. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Alex Thayer comes over here to Brandon Krause. Free throw line extended right side. Krause holding on to it. Out to DeWard at the top of the key. Moves it over to Thayer on the wing on the left side. Back out to Lena, top of the circle now. Lena bounce pass goes inside to Reinwald. He dribbles back out of the wing on the left side. 12 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings in Dort, tied up at 38 points apiece. Reinwald drives the ball down the right side of the lane, pulls up, shoots a little one-hander. It's up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. It's 40-38. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame now for Hastings College at the 17:35 mark of the second half. Here's Alex Terpstra with the ball for Dort. Get it down on the baseline, driving the baseline there is Feenstra, and he runs over a man, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on DeWard of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on John DeWard. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra's got 8 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throw, and his shot is up there. It's good. Callisto Diabra coming back in the ball game for Hastings. He's the freshman out of Omaha Bryan. He's playing with three personal fouls himself. John DeWard will go to the bench for a while for Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is good by Taylor Feenstra as he nails a couple of free throws, and now we're tied up at 40 points apiece. Here's Reinwald. The shot is up and in as he drives it to the hole, and he's fouling the play. So back-to-back possessions. Tobin takes the ball and takes it right to the hole, and he is fouling the play again. Reinwald will try to make this a 3-point play. The foul there goes on Andrew O'Donnell. That's going to be his second. So Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Reinwald's next free throw is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Dort. So Hastings with a two-point lead, 42-40. That's a Rindles with the ball down the far sideline. Rindles has to get rid of it. He does to Feenstra. Feenstra down to O'Donnell here on the near sideline. Picked up by Thayer. Gets away. His reverse layup is going to be blocked down by Hastings. And the ball is recovered here by Lena. Lena's got the ball now. Alex Thayer running back the other way to the rack. He goes. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with the ball for the Dort defenders dressed in their black and gold uniforms this afternoon. Rindles to the hole. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Now to Brandon Krause. Two on three. Brandon Krause jump pass over here to Thayer. Out to Tobin for three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Long rebound comes out here to O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell has got the ball now for Dort. Waist high dribble as he brings it across the 10-second line. O'Donnell moves it on the wing. That's going to be Sumner with the ball. Brian Sumner looking. Tobin right in his face defensively. Out to the top of the key. Feenstra for three. Shot good. Taylor Feenstra scores for three. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and Dort goes back out on top now. Seesaw battle so far here in the second half. It's 43-42. Dort with a lead. 16-15 to play. They're in the ball game. Here's Krause down to Niobrara. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses another easy shot. The Broncos have missed a ton of easy shots in this ball game today. Dort back the other way. Here's Sumner. Double team left side of the lane. Back out to Feenstra. Puts a man in the air. Pulls up. He shoots a shot. It's going to be good. 15-footer by Taylor Feenstra. He has now got 15 points in the ball game. And Dort back out to a three-point lead. 45-42. Ball knocked loose from Reinwald. He picks it up on the far sideline to Brandon Krause. He takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there off of the window and rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell has got the ball now for Dort. Here's a Feenstra with the ball out on the baseline. A little short jumper is put up there and in. That's Brian Sumner. He scores, and Billy wants to call a timeout. So Hastings makes a run. But I'll tell you what, Dort, a very good shooting ball club, and they're getting the job done here today, especially here in the second half. It's now a five-point ball game. We've got a timeout, 15-27 to play. Dort 47, Hastings 42.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Come for the savings and get a better night's sleep during the holiday savings event on now at Furniture Direct. Beautyrest queen mattress sets are as low as $4.99, or an amazing gel memory foam queen set for as little as $4.99. Our convenient 18-month interest-free financing will help you rest even easier. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Dort 47, Hastings 42. Tied up at 35 points apiece at halftime. Don't forget, after our game tonight, we'll head to Lincoln, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Nebraska taking on Cincinnati tonight in men's basketball. 7 o'clock for the pregame show, 8 o'clock for the tip-off here on 1230 KHIS. 10:30 tonight, we'll head out to Washington. We've got the finals of the NCAA Volleyball Regional. Huskers taking on BYU tonight. They'll have the action on 1230 KHAS beginning at 10:30 tonight. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's Connor Musel into the ball game now, and he draws a personal foul inside. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the foul. That's going to be his third. Hastings will play things in baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, that's going to be Carson Bloom inbound the ball. He gets it into Zach Lena down in the corner. Lena trying to drive the baseline, works that baseline to the goal. He goes, his shot is up there, it's no good. Niobrara grabs the rebound, we got a foul called. So Callisto Niobrara grabbing the rebound there, and a personal foul is whistled here on the Dort defenders. That's going to be their fourth foul here in the second half. That one is on Waldersdorf. That's going to be his third. So, again, Hastings will play it in about the same spot. Bloom, again, will trigger things in for Hastings. 200 pass comes out here to the top of the key. That's Lena. Sends it back inside to Bloom. Grabs the ball. He shots up in the end. Carson Bloom scores on the assist from Zach Lena. 47-44. Hastings down by 3 points. Dort comes back with the basketball. Driving is going to be Terpstra. Cut off on the baseline. Gets it out here to Feenstra. Takes the ball in the paint. His shot's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. And that's going to be on the... That's going to be on Callisto Niobrara again for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. He's going to have to come out. Zach Clemens is going to come into the ball game now, and Nia Burrow is going to check out of there at the 14:48 mark. The big guy out of Omaha is going to come out of the ball game, seeing his first playing time here for the 2014-2015 Broncos here today. Now Block is out the ball now for Dort. Comes here on the near sideline to O'Donnell. And now we got a foul away from all the action. On the far side of the floor, it's going to go on Patrick Knobloch. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. Hastings will get it. Officially a turnover on Dort. That's going to be their 10th turnover of the ball game. Hastings with 6. 47-44. Dort has got a 3-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Clemens in the lane. Puts up a little hook shot. It's off for the rim. No good. And the ball is tapped out. It's picked up here by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell runs it back the other way. Now for Dort. Gets it in the hands of Walderstorff. Spins at the top of the 3-point. Out drives the ball to the basket. A collision underneath the hole. We got a foul called. Foul going. Hastings is going to go on Clemens. That's going to be his first. So now Walderstorff will go to the free throw line. He is 2 out of 3 from the line today. Walderstorff will have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. John DeWard is coming down to the scorer's table. He will check in for Hastings. As Walderstorff will get a couple of free throws here. 69% foul shooter in the season as they mop up underneath the basket here. And Tyler Walderstorff will toe the mark here for the Dort defenders, a senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Shot is up there, and the shot rattles off. No good. 47-44 is the score. Dort leading by 3 points. Here comes Rindles back into the ballgame for Dort. Sumner's checking back in. Dan Herter is coming back in. Checking out for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena as DeWard checks back in there. 47-44, 3-point lead. Next shot is up there and in by Walderstorff, so he hits 1 out of 2. And Dort has now got a 48-44 advantage. Hastings trying to sneak him to the 500 mark here for the 2014-2015 season. Zach Clemens has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes over there to Bloom. John DeWard across the top to Damian Austin, who's back in the ball game now. Zach Clemens, top of the key. He drives the ball, gives it up to John DeWard. 15-footer off the baseline. Good. DeWard now is 8 points in the ball game, 48-46. Hastings back within 2. Here's a Dort offensively. We got a foul called. Austin goes after the interception, and he picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second foul. Reinwald comes into the ball game now. Going out will be Austin. Alex Terpstra will inbound the ball now for Dort. Off the far sideline, he gets it into Rindles. Rindles around a screen from Knobloch. Takes it to the left side of the floor now. Sends it back out to the top of the key to Patrick Knobloch. On the wing, this is Terpstra with it now. Alex Terpstra, top of the circle is Sumner. They work it back around deep in the corner to Rindles. Back outside, Terpstra for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Carson Bloom gets the ball ahead to Reinwald. Reinwald spins, and he falls down. He is tripped. No foul called. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Rindles, and a foul is going to be called at the other end. Carson Bloom picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So that's going to be team foul number 7 already on Hastings at the 13-minute mark of this second half. So now Dort is in the bonus here. And going to the free throw line is going to be Rindles. So Dort has shot 18 free throws so far today so in this ball game. Hastings has shot 15. Rindles will have a 1-1 here. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's still 48-46. Dort has got the lead. Here's Bloom. Nice pass to DeWard. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. We have an offensive charging foul as he runs over at Terpstra. Carson Bloom runs over to Terpstra just before he got rid of the ball to DeWard. And John picks up, or Carson picks up his second personal foul. 48-46. Hastings is still down by a couple of points here. The Broncos have had the lead momentarily here in the second half after we fought to a 35-35 halftime tie. Here's Terpstra. Jump pass goes inside of Dan Herter. His shot is up and he's fouled in the play. David Dan Herter gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play here by Reinwald of Hastings. A second foul on Reinwald. Dan Herter gets the field goal to go down. He's got 4 points in the ball game now, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. It is 50-46. Dort has got the lead as David Dan Herter goes to the line. His shot is up there and in. He makes it a 3-point play. And just like that, Dort is out on top, 51-46. Hastings needs a bucket here on this possession. Keep this thing close. Here's Zach Clemens with the ball on the near sideline. Drives the ball in the hole. We got contact made again. And a foul is going to go on Alex Terpstra of Dort. That's going to be the fourth foul on Terpstra. Team foul number six on the defenders. So non-shooting situation again. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings will play at Nebraska Kearney on Monday night. 7:30 for the tip-off. We'll be there as well at the Health and Sports Center. 7:15 for the pregame show. They're on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play things in. Reinwald off of the baseline. Goes down in the left corner. Shot by Bloom for three. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound is saved by Reynolds from going out of bounds. And Dort will control the ball. Reynolds now brings the ball off the far sideline. Now to Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing to Nabla. Now to Feenstra for three. Shot too strong. No good. Offensive rebound, Dan Herter. He goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. Zach Clemens grabs the rebound. Out the pass goes to the far sideline to Connor Musel. The Bloom. Now to Reinwald. His shot good. Reinwald gets the field goal. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame. 51-48. Hastings down by three. A driving layup is going to be blocked out of bounds by Bloom. Nathan Reynolds took the ball in the hole there. Carson Bloom got a piece of the shot. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dort playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. O'Donnell comes back into the ballgame now for Dort. 51-48 is the score. Hastings College is down by 3 points here. Men's college basketball from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Good ball game between Dort and Hastings. Feenstra will inbound the ball. They get it to Reynolds down in the corner. Reynolds sends it back inside. That's as Sampson makes a move, and his shot is up and in. Leighton Sampson scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 53-48. Dort still with a five-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Zach Lina. Sends it down low. Reinwald, his short jumper, is up there and in. Reinwald now is 16. Gets to the right of the basket down here on the baseline. A little five-footer by Tobin. 53-50. Hastings down by 3 points. Here's Sumner with the ball. Sumner now to a Feenstra. They work it back around to O'Donnell to the near sideline. That's Reynolds with the ball. Out of Feenstra again. Picked up there by Zach Lina of Hastings. They just throw the ball around the perimeter. There's an entry pass falling down with the ball. It's going to be Sampson, and a foul is called. That's going to go on John DeWard. That's going to be the fourth foul on DeWard. Now John's got four, and also Naya Burra, he's got four personal fouls. Not playing today with Drew Callahan is out with a high ankle sprain. He's not seeing any action. And now Sampson goes to the free throw line and shots up and in. So now Billy Gabers has got to get DeWard out of the ball game, and Callisto Naya Burra is going to come back into the ball game for the Broncos, the freshman out of Omaha. They really use Drew Callahan today. Here comes Sampson back to the free throw line. Dort has got a four-point lead, 54-50. Next shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings grabs the rebound. Brandon Krause has got the ball. So the Broncos have the ball, down by 4 points here. We're down to 11 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second half. Brandon Krause with the ball on the far sideline. They get it down to Connor Musel. He backs up out here. Right in his face defensively is Sumner. Zach Lina has got the ball. Lina now to Bloom. He forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Walderstorff. Rebound to Walderstorff to Reynolds. Now down in the corner. That's going to be O'Donnell. He drives it. Jump pass down in the right corner. Sumner for three. Shot good. Brian Sumner scores. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 57-50 now. Dort is out to a seven-point lead. We got another collision back the other way. That's going to go on to Nathan Reynolds. That's going to be his second. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Clemens. He comes back in there. Zach Clemens. Hastings going to have some free throws here as Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. Hastings last Saturday got beat at the buzzer on a three-pointer up at Briarcliff. This one is a seven-point ball game now with 10:41 to play. Shot is up there, and it's going to be no good there by Carson Bloom. Misses on the front end of the ball, the front end of the one-and-one. Here comes Dort back with the basketball. To the far sideline is Brian Sumner. Down in the corner, that's going to be Reynolds with the ball. Nathan Reynolds They bring it out here to the top of the key to a Sumner. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Sampson. Wheels on the baseline. His side is up there. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Leighton Sampson trying to go to the hole. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. He comes in for Carson Bloom. Also coming in for the Broncos is going to be Reinwald. Connor Musel will come to the bench. 57-50 is the score. The Broncos are down by 7 points during the halfway point of the second half with 10-18 right now. As they come back into the forecourt, Hastings with the ball. Nice pass on the weak side. A shot up and in by Zach Clemens, and he's fouled into play. Zach Clemens scores there for the Broncos. He was fouled into play. Wallerstorff picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So Clemens will go to the free throw line now trying to make this a three-point play. It's now a 57-52 ball game with 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the contest. As Zach Clemens, a 73% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. So Hastings College now within 4 points again. Should be 57 to 53, it should be, as they failed to put the last 2 points up there. 57-53 is the score. Just by the 10-minute mark now. Rendles with the ball on the far side. There's a long-range jumper. It's put up there. It's going to be no good by Sumner. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Lena going after the ball there and couldn't come up with it. It goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. Alex Terpstra will come back into the ball game now for Dort. The Dort defenders will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 57-53 is the score. Hastings down by 4 points. Dort looking to inbound with Andrew O'Donnell. Comes out here to Terpstra. Terpstra sends it to Nathan Rendles on the far side. Down to O'Donnell again here at the top of the key. O'Donnell drives it toward the goal. He forces the way to the basket and banks one home. Andrew O'Donnell gets to the rim and scores. He's got 7 points in the ballgame, 59-53. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away from Reinwald, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Nathan Rendles again. That's going to be his third personal foul. Rendles is their leading scorer. He's got 12 points in the ballgame so far today, but he fouls Reinwald on that possession, and Tobin will go to the free throw line. Rendles, all he can do is shake his head out there. Here comes Callisto Niabura back into the ballgame now for Hastings. He's going to replace Zach Clemens. 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Men's college basketball action for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ballgame thus far. 1 out of 3 from the line. His shot is up there and in. Hastings needs to hit these free throws down the stretch. 59-54 is the score. Hastings back to within 5. It was a 35-35 game at halftime. Next shot is up there. It's good. Reinwald hits a pair. Tobin now with 18 points in the ball game. His season high this year, 34, that he put up against Northwestern. 59-55. Hastings with a 4-point deficit here. Dort has got the ball. There's Alex Terpstra on the near sideline. Bounce pass inside the free throw circle. That's going to be Feenstra, who's back into the ballgame now, down to Rendles. His bounce pass back out to Feenstra at the top of the key, trying to drive it, cut off there. Good job by Diabra there for Hastings. Long pass goes back inside. Backing up is Dan Herter. He puts up a little hot shot in the lane. It's up there and in. David Dan Herter, Hastings had him covered, but a nice shot there by David Dan Herter. He's now got 7 in the ballgame. Reinwald now loses control of the ball as he was heading for the rack. Turnover on Hastings, that's their 7th of the ballgame. 61-55. Hastings is down by 6 points here in the ball game now. Patrick Naublaw comes back into the ball game now. O'Donnell comes out. The Dort defenders, 10-4 on the season. They are 3-3 in the conference as they come to town here this weekend. Now they're going to make Dort replay the ball in here in backcourt. Hastings also sitting at 3-3 in the conference. They're 6-6 overall. As we get set to go here today with 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play. As the officials talking with the coach here on the near sideline to make sure the scoreboard is correct up there. 61-55 is the score with 8:54 to play. As they will make some corrections up there. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's yet delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the score remains at 61-55. Dorn will come back with the basketball. And their offensive end, Naublaw's got it. Naublaw to the far sideline to Terpstra. Out to Rendles again. Bounce pass goes down low. Dan Herter, he puts it up there and scores. David Dan Herter He's having a good day today against our youngsters in there. That's Nia Brewer. He's getting acclimated to the college basketball ranks with DeWard in some foul trouble here today for Hastings. There's a pass down to Nia Brewer underneath the basket. It shines up there and in. Nia Brewer scores there as he gets his first field goal of the ball game, 63-57. Hastings is still down by 6 points. We've got 8 minutes to play. 8 minutes to go here in this one. Here's a Patrick Knoblauch dribbling on the ball out here in 3 points here in Troy. Now to Rindles, near his side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. An error ball by Feenstra from three. Rebound comes down to Dort. Back outside down to Teamstra. Terpstra, as he runs it down the lane, his passing can be deflected. Picked up here by Hastings. That's a turnover on Dort, their 11th of the ball game. Back the other way, Krause for three. Shot good. Big bucket there by Brandon Krause. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 3 points. 63-60 with 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play. There's Krause. With Rindles out there trying to knock the ball loose. Rindles gets away with it. He gets it to a Patrick Knoblauch. Down to Feenstra. Inside to Dan Herter with his back to the basket. He spins. Puts up a little shot in the lane. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Krause. Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings down the right sideline. Krause kicks it out to a wide open Tobin Reinwald for three and misses a shot. Rebound comes down here to a Feenstra. Feenstra gets it ahead now to Rindles. And he drives the ball. 1-on-3 as the basketball knocked loose and a foul called. So Rindles, Nathan Rindles, took the ball back the other way. 1-on-3 break against the Broncos, and Brandon Krause commits the personal foul. Brandon's third. 10 fouls plus on Hastings here in the second half of play. So Nathan Rindles goes to the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He has 6 out of 7 from the free throw line today. He'll have a couple of shots here. Rindles, 87% foul shooter, but he misses that one. Dort now in the ball game has hit 14 out of 23 free throws. Dort still hitting 40% from the field and 36% from three-point territory. Hastings hitting 42% from the field and 50% from three-point territory. Broncos right there again. Next shot is up there. It is good by Nathan Rindles. Now it's a four-point ball game for the defenders. 64-60. Another close basketball game for Hastings College here this year. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Comes out to Lena inside the free throw circle. Fakes the shot. Drives it down the lane. Gets away with a push off. Now spins. Puts up a shot. It's up there. It's good. And he's fouled. Zach Lena gets the field goal to go down. The foul is on Taylor Feenstra. Lena's now got 11 points in the ball game. Feenstra picks up his fourth personal foul. So both teams have got some guys in foul trouble. Here comes Reinwald out of the ball game. Now Connor Musel comes back in there. And Zach Lena goes to the free throw line. 64-62 is the score. Here comes Knoblauch into the ball game now for Dort. Going out is going to be Taylor Feenstra. So Zach Lena to the line. He's 5 out of 6 so far today. Lena will have a shot here at the 7 minute mark. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings now within 1 point. 64-63. We were tied up at 35 points apiece at halftime. Broncos have led only sparingly throughout this ball game. Here's a Rindles with the ball. He gets it here to a Knoblauch. Knoblauch on the left side to a Brian Sumner. Bounce pass goes inside again. That's Sampson. He goes down to the right corner. Almost mishandled. It's picked up. Rindles has got it on the wing. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Long rebound. Knoblauch trying to grab it. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball here to Dort. Last touch by Hastings. Darson Bloom comes into the ball game now for Hastings going out. It's going to be Alex Thayer. 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play. You're in the ball game. Hastings and Dort going at it here today. 64-63 is the score. Here's Dort with the ball. Here's Sumner on the baseline. Brings it up on the wing to Knoblauch. Down to Sumner again. Picked up there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. Krause has his pocket picked as Krause takes the ball. He runs it back the other way. Goes for the hole. Shot good. Krause gets the steal, and he gets the field goal, and Hastings has the lead. 65-64, 6:17 to play, and there's a shot that's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. That's going to go on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his third personal foul. So Hastings has got the lead, 65-64. And now Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line for Dort. 7 out of 9 for Rindles today from the stripe. He'll have two more shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. The shot rims off. No good. Hastings 65, Dort 64. Vince College basketball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.vincecollegebasketball.com. HastingsLink.com. Nathan Reynolds again will toe the mark. His shot is up there and the shot good. And now we're tied up. We got a timeout. Dort. Dort calls the timeout. 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 65, Hastings 65.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to HastingsTribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at HastingsTribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College in Nebraska, Kearney on Monday night here on 1230 KHAS from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Pepsi pregame show begins at 7:15. The tip-off will be at 7:30. That's a men's-only game on Monday. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos will head for Wichita, Kansas on Thursday night to take on Friends University. We'll have that ball game for you as well. Here on 1230 KHAS. 65-65. We're tied up here in the second half. We're knotted up at 35 points apiece at halftime. Hastings has done a good job just hanging around here as Dort has built a couple of leads. They had an 8-point lead in the first half that Hastings erased quickly. Dort again had a lead here in the second half of 7 points at 57-50. But Hastings has now got things tied up at 65 points apiece. We've turned this thing into a 6-minute and 15-second ball game now. As the Broncos come back with the ball, Carson Bloom with a chance to give his team the lead here. Krause has got the ball on the wing. Now to Reinwald, forces a ball inside. With it is Lena. Here's a pass to DeWard. His shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. John DeWard slicing in from the left corner. Gets the pass there from Lena. He is fouled in the play. Now John DeWard will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Foul is whistled on Leighton Sampson, that's going to be his first. So John DeWard to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. DeWard puts it up there, and the shot is good. John DeWard will have one more. Hastings now 14 out of 20 from the free throw line today. Dort is 16 out of 26. Next shot is up there, it's good. John DeWard nails a couple of free throws. Hastings now has the lead, 67 to 65. As Dort comes back with the ball, there's a Nathan Reynolds with it on the wing. Bounce pass comes out to Sumner. Sumner now to O'Donnell. Hastings playing the man-to-man defense. Reynolds got the ball again. Now to Sumner on the right sideline. Moves it down on the baseline on the right side. Going to the wall is Walderstorff. Hands it away. That's going to be Reynolds back outside to Sumner for three. Shot good from a different area code. The 619 area code. Reynolds knocks down a three-pointer from the far sideline. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Dort goes back out on top. 68-67. Defenders have a 1-point lead. Here's Brandon Krause. Now to Lena. Right side of the lane. Lena looking to penetrate. Backs up now. Lena working in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound is loose. That's going to be picked up here by Dort. That's Leighton Sampson with a rebound. So Dort's now got a 1-point lead and the basketball with 5:10 remaining here in regulation. That's a Sumner with the ball. Sumner comes over here to a Walderstorff. He tries the ball to the hole. He loses control of the ball. It is picked up on the right side. There's an offensive foul called on Sampson. Leighton Sampson picks up that loose ball to the right side of the lane, put his shoulder down, and picks up an offensive charging foul. A big turnaround there. Leighton Sampson was going to go up for the shot. He's whistled for an offensive charging foul. He's got 2 fouls in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction, trailing in the contest 68-67. Zach Lena will inbound the ball here for the Broncos as he will get things in. That's going to be Carson Bloom bringing the ball back for Hastings. Trots it across the 10-second line, waist-high dribble as he comes into the offensive scoring zone. Now he picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Wendell's right in his face defensively. There's a pass to Zach Lena. Lena, free throw line extended right side down to Carson Bloom. Back out between the circles again. That's Brandon Krause. We got a whistle away from all the action again. A foul is going to go on the, looks like Dort. Personal foul on Dort. That's going to go on Walderstorff, and he is gone. That's the fifth personal foul on the Tyler Walderstorff. With 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play, he leaves. Going to leave with 5 points. He's their leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points per ball game. Or his second leading scorer, Walderstorff, averaging 14.5. He is gone now at the 440 mark. Hastings will have some free throws. It's going to be Zach Lena going to the free throw line. Lena's got 12 points in the ball game. Each team over the 10 foul limit here in the second half. So we're going to have some free throws down the stretch. The shot by Zach Lena is up there. It's going to be good. We're tied up again at 68 points apiece. Hastings in Dort today. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Zach Lena shuts. Next shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball comes to the near sideline. So we're tied up again. 68 points apiece with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the contest. Here's a Nathan Grundle to the ball. Gets it here to a Dan Herter, the big guy playing beyond the 3-point circle. And now we got a whistle and another foul. It's going to go on Krause. Brandon Krause picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So that's going to send Dort to the free throw line. That occurred away from the basketball. Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line. Sumner has not been there so far today. He's just a 35% foul shooter in the season. He's 5 out of 14. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 69-68. Dort has got a 1-point lead. The Defenders trying to win their 11th ball game and 15 starts here today. Here comes the next shot by Sumner. It's up there, and the shot is good. So Sumner hits a couple of free throws. 70-68. The Defenders have the lead, but still plenty of time up there. 4.5 minutes to go. There's Carson Bloom. Sends the ball down on the baseline. A shot is up there. No good by DeWard. Rebound is loose. It comes out here. 3-4 players at the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. And the alternating jump is going to go to Hastings. Hey, what, a couple of players down. We had four guys just jump into the stack to try to grab the ball. And the last guy to get up is going to be a Bronco down there inside the free throw circle. Like a play you would normally see during the fall season there. The guys just fell in the big stack there. That's going to be Ryan Wald, who was slow in getting up there for the Broncos. Connor Musel is going to come down to the scorer's table. So Ryan Wald is slow in getting up. He gets to his feet here. People just kind of diving into the big old circle of humanity down there. As Tobin says, maybe injured his back on the right side. He's going to be looked at here as he comes to the near sideline with 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Ryan Wald's going to come out of the ball game. Musel's going to come in to replace him. So Hastings now with 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Has Tobin Reinwald on the bench now. As the Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball. Hastings is down by 2 points at 70-68. And now what do we have here? The officials. We're going to have called a personal foul. Went on Andrew O'Donnell. So now they're going to maybe rule a jump ball. Who knows? 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play as the officials confer. They've kind of forgot what they called down there. So it's going to be a jump ball. Alternating jump goes to Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket. Krause will get it in to DeWard, and he loses control of the ball. Off the inbound, John DeWard loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So the Broncos, after forcing the jump ball, they commit their ninth turnover of the ball game. And now Dort has got the ball in a 2-point lead, 70-68. Nathan Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds goes on the right sideline with the ball over there. Is going to be Feenstra. Feenstra hands the ball away. That's Reynolds. He takes it into the lane. Jump pass goes down in the corner. On the left side, Reynolds gets the ball back down to Feenstra, top of the key. Right side is Sumner. Free throw line extended. Sumner looking to drive it. Can't do it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Out to Reynolds. There's a long-range jumper from three by Terpstra. Shot good. Alex Terpstra buries a deep three-pointer there. He's got 7 points. Now Hastings calls a timeout as the Broncos have fallen behind by 5 points. We've got a timeout with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in regulation. It's now Dort 73, Hastings 68.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2011 Nissan Rogue SL and a 2012 Honda Accord LX. Kirshner's Auto Corner on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up, we'll have Nebraska basketball for you from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Huskers taking on Cincinnati tonight. Be on there with a pregame show with the guys at about 7 o'clock. The tip-off will be at 8 this evening. Later on tonight, we'll have Nebraska volleyball from the regional finals out in Washington. The Huskers with a big win last night over the Huskies. We'll take on BYU tonight. The winner heads to the Final Four. Huskers taking on BYU first serve will be somewhere around 10:30 tonight. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. So a super Saturday, so to speak. A couple of college basketball games here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College winning in the opener in the women's ball game, 76-48. Now the Hastings College men trying to hang with the Dort defenders here. 73-68 is the score. Dort has got the lead, but Hastings has got the ball. So Zach Lena will inbound the ball here for the Broncos. They get it to Carson Bloom. He comes into the offensive zone. Carson Bloom comes back here to Lena, left side of the lane. Gets it back out to Carson for three from the corner. Shot good. Carson Bloom nails a three-pointer from the corner. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 73-71. Hastings now down by 2 points here in the ball game with 3:18 to play. Here comes Dort back. Nathan Reynolds with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. The ball is going to be tipped into the backcourt. And now here's Sumner. Hastings went an over and back violation there. They say Tobin didn't catch it and didn't touch it. Here's a run hander in the lane. A shot by Sumner is up and in. Sumner's now got 15 points in the ball game, and Billy is not happy. That ball was knocked into the backcourt. The officials are confirmed with Billy right now. That was thrown into the backcourt. Tobin said he didn't touch it. That should have been an over and back violation, but Sumner gets the field goal in the lane. So now Hastings calling another timeout here with 2:58 to play. A quick break here. It's now Dort 75, Hastings 71.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos are down by 4 points, 75-71, under 3 minutes to play in regulation. Lena lobs the ball inside. It's going to be too far, but somebody was holding John DeWard. Dort going with a big lineup now with some big guys in there. As Feenstra is in there and Dan Herter back in there. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Dan Herter. That's going to be his second personal foul. So DeWard will go to the free throw line. Don DeWard to the line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He's 4 out of 4 from the stripe today. A 76% foul shooter. So we were tied up at 35 points apiece at halftime. Dort has had as much as a 5-point lead here in the second half, but it's been a tight one, and it's right now a 75-71 ball game. Shot from the free throw line by DeWard is good. He's now got 11 in the ball game, and the Dort lead is 75-72. DeWard sets. Next free throw is up there right through the hole. Here comes Connor Musel back in, and Tobin will come to the bench. 75-73 is the score now. Dort has got the lead. Both of these teams are sitting at 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, so a big ball game now for Hastings in this one today. Nathan Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds goes over there to Feenstra. Feenstra is picked up there by Zach Lena. They give the ball away to Reynolds again. He's their playmaker as he moves it on the dribble to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside of Dan Herter. He puts up a shot over DeWard. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go here on John DeWard, and I think that's number 5 on him. So John DeWard is going to be out of the ball game now with 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Don DeWard is going to leave with 12 points. He had a good ball game today. 6 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald, and going out will be DeWard. So Hastings is going to be a little shorter here with DeWard now coming to the bench for the Broncos. Patrick Knoblaw is going to come down to the scorer's table for Dort. He will check in. David Dan Herter will go to the free throw line here for Dort. He's 1 out of 5 from the line today. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. That's the 26th free throw that Dort has shot today. David Dan Herter will have one more. It's a 76-73 ball game. Hastings now trailing by 3 points as David Dan Herter will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there. The shot's going to be short. No good. Hastings with a rebound. That's Zach Lennon with the board there. He gets the ball away here. Wayne gives the ball away to Carson Bloom as he comes into the fourth quarter. As we approach the two-minute mark in the ball game, at 76-73. Hastings down by 3 points. Bloom with the ball. Sent to the Krause on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Tobin. Tobin is shot in the lane. Good. Reinwald down with 20. 76-75. Dort with a one-point lead with 2 minutes to play. Here comes Nathan Rundles back with the ball now for Dort. Carson Bloom will pick him up behind his screen. Rundles drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Dan Herter. Follow shot, good. Offensive rebound, a big one by David Dan Herter, and he scores. Dan Herter now with 12 points in the ballgame at 78-75. Dort now with a three-point lead. We got a 1:38 left here in regulation at the Osborne Sports Complex. Brandon Krause to the ball around the screen from Lena. He kicks it over here to Carson Bloom. Dribbles the ball into the lane, down the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Dan Herter. Ball is loose on the floor. It's picked up here by Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh now to a Rendell to the far side. Three-pointer Sumner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes up over the glass and out of play. Boy, Sumner was wide open. He's knocked down some three-pointers, but he misses that one. Unfortunately enough, the ball goes up over the glass out of play. Hastings will play it in. Broncos will play it in here in backcourt, trailing by the score of 78-75. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom goes over to Connor Musial on a deep wing on the left side. Musial picks up the dribble, comes back out here to Bloom. Sends it over here on the right side. That's Brandon Krause. He drives the ball to the basket. He's going to be fouled in the play. Brandon Krause taking the ball to the basket there. He was fouled in the play by Alex Terpstra. That's going to be the fifth personal foul on Alex Terpstra. So he is gone with 1:03 to play. Terpstra has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame today. He leaves with 7 points. So Terpstra is out. Coming back in is going to be Andrew O'Donnell. So Dort's now had two guys foul out of this ballgame. Hastings with some guys in foul trouble. Krause has got four. Don DeWard has had five fouls. He's out of the ballgame. He fouled out at the 227 mark. Brandon Krause to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot good. First free throw of the day for Brandon Krause. He's a 65% foul shooter. Here comes Taylor Feenstra back into the ballgame now for Dort. Checking out will be Patrick Knoblaugh. 78-76 is the score. Hastings down by a couple of points here with 63 seconds to play in regulation. Krause setting at the free throw line. Next shot is up there. The shot in and out. No good. It's a two-point ballgame. 78-76 with a minute to play. Dort has got the ball. They bring her back up the floor. Here's Nathan Rendles with the ball as he comes to the near sideline. Calls the timeout. Dort wants to talk things over. 53.4 seconds to play. Heading to the finish line again. A nail biter, so to speak. Dort's got a 2-point lead. 53 seconds to play. Dort 78, Hastings 76.
Christmas is just around the corner, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney has the perfect gift for those on your list. Take 30% off all leather jackets and 20% off all other outerwear, from wool top coats to car coats. Take 30% off all in-stock nested suits and sports coats, from Jack Victor to Michael Kors. Shop the ladies department in our Hastings store for just the right outfit or accessories by Brighton, from watches to leather handbags and jewelry. Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and on the bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 53.4 seconds to play, 78-76. The Dort defenders out on top of the Broncos here in this one. Dort will play things in here on the near sideline as they get it into a Rendles. Hastings needs to stop here defensively. Rendles behind his screen, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops. Now drives it toward the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nathan Rendles gets the field goal, and Dort has now got a four-point lead, 80-76, 40 seconds to play. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings. Krause, he slips down as he goes for the basket. Traveling violation. Krause came off of a screen, drove it to the basket. He fell down in the lane. He's whistled for the traveling violation, a turnover on Hastings. And now the Broncos will call a timeout here. 36 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Dort's got the lead as the defenders 80, Hastings 76.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Last Saturday, Hastings lost at the buzzer at Briar Cliff. Dropping that ball game, and now we're in another tight one here this afternoon with 36.6 seconds to play. 80-76, the Dort defenders out on top of Hastings today. Brandon Krause slipping to the hardwood here, and a traveling violation called, so the Broncos turn it over. That's only the 11th turnover of the ball game for Hastings today, but it comes at a crucial time. And now Dort is going to have the ball and a four-point lead. Hastings will probably foul here in backcourt. If Sumner is into the ball game, he's the worst free throw shooter on the team. And Sumner's going to come out here. He's a 35% foul shooter, although he has hit two out of two so far today. Sumner is in the ball game as one of the guards here for Dort. He could be a target here for Hastings as they look to foul here late down the stretch. Dort will play things in. They get things in to Reynolds. He's one of the better foul shooters. He's got the ball. He gets it to the 10-second line. Jump pass comes down in the corner. That's going to be O'Donnell with the ball. He's going to be fouled into play. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line now. The foul is going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be the fourth foul now on Zach Lena. So it's going to be Andrew O'Donnell going to the free throw line. He's not shot one so far today. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 24 out of 37 from the line here for the Dort defenders. He's a freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa. So a hometown boy playing there for Dort. And he'll go to the free throw line to try to stretch this four-point lead for the defenders. 80-76 is the score. O'Donnell's shot is up there. It's good. Here comes Reinwald back into the ball game as Damian Austin is going to check out. Hastings now down by 5 points here in this one, 81-76. Andrew O'Donnell will have one more free throw. Toes the mark, shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So the freshman hits the free throws, and now it's an 82-76 ball game, still a two-possession ball game. There's a pass to Lena. Lena down to Tobin. Tobin's pass deflected. It goes out of bounds here on the near side down in the corner. They get the ball to Hastings. Trying to set up Connor Musial for a three-pointer from the deep right corner. So Hastings down with 20 seconds to go. Needing a couple of threes to force an overtime session here. Reinwald gets it in. There's Bloom. He drives the ball. Kicks it back out of here to Lena. Lena looking. Goes out to Connor Musial. 15 seconds. Connor down to Lena from the corner. His shot for three is up there. No good. Lena gets the rebound. Back out to Brandon Krause for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dort, and the foul's going to be called. So the Broncos unable to knock down a three-pointer down the stretch here. And the Dort defenders are going to get out of here with a win. We got 5 seconds to play in this one. And Dort has got a six-point lead, 82-76. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third. David Dan Herter will go to the free throw line here for Dort. He is 2 out of 7 from the line today. He's a 74% foul shooter in the season, but he'll have two shots here. First one is up there and in. So the Broncos are going to drop to 6-7 on the season, 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have to play at Nebraska Kearney on Monday. 7:30 for the tip-off. 7:15 will be the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Second shot is up there. Falls off the left side. No good. Reinwald comes back for Hastings. Reinwald sets for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. That's the ball game. The Dort defenders knock off Hastings College by the score of 83-76 after being tied up at halftime at 35 points apiece. Dort beats Hastings 83-76. Broncos drop to 6 wins and 7 losses on the season, 3-4 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort, they improved to 11 wins and 4 losses. They are now 4-3 in conference play. In the final score, it was Dort beating Hastings today in men's basketball, 83-76.